Zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Love on the Brain, the show where we talk about the neurobiology of love, sex, and all that jazz. I'm your host, Zoe, and today we'll be discussing an age-old question. Are some people destined to be unhappy in their relationships? One 2010 study by Wallum et al. Asked whether oxytocin, the love hormone, is responsible for healthy long-term relationships. So come with me to find out whether you should be taking a 23andMe kit on your next first date. Now, in this paper, they refer to this thing called SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms. This basically just refers to little variations in the genome between people. The SNPs that we'll be discussing here have two alleles, A, the mutated form, and G, which is unmutated. So a person might carry two A alleles or two G alleles or one of each on any given SNP. This is all a little confusing, but when we're talking about OXTR genotype, we're really talking about the types of alleles that a person has on a given SNP. So now that that's out of the way, let's talk about the actual study. So they found a lot of really interesting results from their analyses. First, they only found that variation on one of the 12 SNPs they examined, the RS7632287, and yes, they're all named like that, was significantly related to social difficulties. And they only found significant correlations between genotype and relationship quality for women, but not for men, which we're gonna circle back to later. They found that women with an A allele were more likely to have social problems in childhood and in their marriages. The husbands of some participants were also asked about their marital quality, and the researchers found that the husbands of women who carried an A allele felt that their marriage was lower in quality and that they agreed less with their spouse than husbands of women with two G alleles. What's also fascinating is that the researchers didn't find any significant difference between women with just one A allele and women with two. Because the A allele is the mutated version of the gene, this means that any form of mutation may be related to these social difficulties. So if you struggle in your social life, don't worry. Maybe you're actually an X-Man or woman. I don't watch Marvel. But anyways, another super interesting finding was that women with an A allele were more likely to score higher on the ATAC autism scale, especially related to social interaction and communication. And this just means that they were more likely to have traits that we associate with being on the autism spectrum. There's a lot that we don't really know about autism, especially about what causes it and how it affects women particularly, because most of the research is done on men. So, I guess science is all connected, and all roads lead back to the neurobiology of sex. So should oxytocin receptor genotype become some new type of dating criteria? Should BuzzFeed drop a new quiz? Which Disney prince should you marry based on your OXTR SNP RS7632287 genotype? There's a lot to unpack here. To start, there were a lot of issues in the study. First of all, while the wives' self-reports did correlate with their husbands' reports of their relationship quality, there was only about a 0.37 to 0.42 correlation between the women and the men's responses, which while this is a strong correlation, it's not deterministic of anything. Similarly, all of the correlations that they found between genotype and survey responses were fairly low, meaning that your genotype does not determine your relationship quality or ability to communicate with a partner. Furthermore, even though these scientists didn't find a relationship between genotype and relationship quality for men, a 2018 study has found a link between different OXTR SNP and likability in elementary school boys. Perhaps the parameters for likability and what makes for a good relationship are different for men than they are for women, or for children versus adults. If this is the case, then perhaps the relationships they found were for certain personality types, rather than how good or bad someone is at being in a relationship. And this also makes a lot of sense given that they did find a link between autistic traits in women and genotype. This sort of study also brings up a lot of interesting questions about the ethicality of certain types of research. Most lay people aren't all that great at understanding scientific primary literature. Just look at any Facebook comment section. With the fairly recent history of eugenics in the United States and around the world, I do get a little bit concerned when I see studies like this, especially since the publishing industry tends to prioritize eye-catching headlines in order to garner views, sometimes at the expense of accuracy. This can cause misunderstandings for people who only read the headlines, which honestly feels like it's a lot of people. I mean, I know that I do it too, and I miss out on crucial information a lot of the time. I really hope that in the future, we'll be able to conduct research like this without worrying about how it will be used by people with nasty motives. This study provided an interesting groundwork for future research on how differences in oxytocin receptor genotype can have a real effect on how people communicate with and relate to each other. If you're still listening to this, thanks for sticking around. And as for the answer I promised, please don't bring a genetic testing kit with you on your next date. It probably will not be much help to you. Thanks, and good night. I